Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go.
What's up? Welcome back. I am so excited to be back here with you. If this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, however you're listening to it, or you can subscribe here on the YouTube channel. Even if you're listening to the podcast, you can go over to the YouTube channel and subscribe anyway, because there are lots of great videos that come out over there that are obviously not on the podcast. For those of you who have been with me for a minute, what's good? I'm so glad that you are back, that you keep coming back. It makes me feel good. I know that you could be anywhere, you could be doing anything, and so I appreciate that. Whatever you're doing, you're taking me along with you, you are listening to the podcast, so I appreciate y'all. Can you believe it is Thanksgiving next week, though? Like, seriously. I can't believe it's Thanksgiving. And I know culturally we've been canceling a lot of things, but we not canceling turkey and macaroni and cheese, are we? I'm not. I don't even know if I'm going to eat any of it, but I like to have it, like to have it cooked. It certainly will be different this year than it normally is, and not because of the pandemic, because my normal Thanksgiving buddy, Olivia Hayward, of OliviaHayward.com, I think she might be going somewhere with her family. And I guess I gotta let you know. I guess I gotta, you know, let her do her thing. I don't own her. That's what people keep trying to tell me. She does not belong to me. She's a person. So I guess. So we've been in this series talking about the 7 essential habits to leveling up in faith, business, and in life. And today we're on habit 2, you know, having some strategic and consistent Bible time, right? That's habit number 2. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that comes from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Now, we are women of faith, ambitious, purpose-driven women, but still women of faith. And so where we stand on the Word of God. And the Word of God is saying that all scripture is God-breathed. All scripture is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God, we are servants of God. We believe that we've been called. We have an anointing. We have gifts. We have skills that the Lord has called us to bring out to the marketplace or to ministry, right? To however you coming out. But we know that we've been called and gifted for this, for work. So this work that we do, what makes us purpose-driven women is that we believe that there is, this work is purposeful, right? We're led by our purpose. We're not chasing after, you know, power. We're not chasing after influence. We're not chasing after money. We are pursuing our God-given purpose. And so that makes us servants of God. And as servants of God, we want to be equipped, right? Like, I want to be equipped for the work that I've been called to do. And the Word is saying that it is what is useful so that we, servants of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work, not just for the work you do at the church. Yeah, I said that. Not just for the work that you do on your job, not just for the work that you do in your home. We are being equipped for every good work. You know where God talks about, I know the plans that I have for you, right? He's got plans for us. He's got plans to prosper us and to give us a future. That is through our purpose work. That is through our purpose work, right? That we've been saved for the, God has saved us, right? For the work that he has set before us, meaning we were saved with a purpose. So we know that we have a purpose. How can we get equipped with this purpose? I can honestly say that I sit before you, stand before you today as Courage Molina, a courage coach, because of my time in the Word. Like, what I do for a living right now is the result of the time that I spent in the Word. Now, if you've been following me, you know I wrote a book, Power Principles of Courageous Living, How I Overcame Depression and Took Back My Life. And the time of my life that that book talks about, that I share in the book, was a time of like depression, grieving. My marriage was a mess. I was a mess. My whole life was a mess, right? And what changed me, what started the change in me, was spending time in the Word. Well, once I came out of the darkness and I stood in the marvelous light, I realized that I had a purpose. And I didn't necessarily know what it was. I certainly didn't know at the time that it would lead me here. I didn't know that it would lead me to coaching. I didn't know it would lead me to being a Bible teacher. But it's my time in the Word that prepared my mind, my spirit, my emotions, that prepared me for the journey of becoming the woman that God has called me to become, to do the work that I was put on this planet to do, right? So that I can leave a legacy of impact. I can leave an impact on this world, and so I can build wealth, because wealth is my birthright. So in this episode, I really want to talk about what I mean when I say strategic Bible study and why it's so important. Let's talk about like strategic or like strategy. So if something is strategic, or if people are having, like if there's a strategy, then there's a plan of action. Okay, a strategy is basically a plan of action that is organized or designed with a particular end in mind, right? So I can't have a strategy if I don't know where I'm going. Strategy doesn't work that way. I have to know where am I going? What is the goal here? What we doing, fam? If we know what we're doing, what the end goal is, then we can have a strategy. And what I know that happens a lot of times, and even I was this way for a very long time, is that we go to the Bible to study it, or we go to attend Bible study, and we are just studying whatever the minister or the pastor has decided to teach on, or we're studying whatever the church has decided that we're all studying, or a cute book, or we just kind of flip through. Sometimes it's very topical. Sometimes people just start anywhere, right? And we gonna study anything. But I'm talking about strategic Bible study. This habit that we need to develop if we want to level up is having regular, consistent, and strategic Bible study. When it's strategic, it gives you a starting point, right? And when I say it gives you a starting point, it directs you to what book in the Bible, right? What's your end? What's the goal here? And we can all have a goal, and the goal doesn't have to be, the only reason I'm studying is because I want to get closer to the Lord. That is great. That is also a great strategy. I mean, that's also a great goal if that is your goal. But you can see here from this scripture that I could also have in mind that I'm coming in this Bible, I'm studying it at this time to get equipped. The Bible study that I am doing personally right now is for decision making. I have a lot of decisions to make this time of year as we move forward, preparing for 2021, deciding, making decisions about my business, making decisions about our life. My husband and I, we've been married for 19 years, and all of our children have graduated from high school. And so now we're in this house with all these extra rooms, and we're making decisions about, are we going to stay here? If we move, where are we going to move to? What state, you know, what country, like what, you know, what are we going to do? So at this time, I'm in a season of making a lot of decisions. And so when I go to the Bible for my Bible study in this particular season, because I need help with my decision making, I'm studying the wisdom books, right? I'm studying the wisdom books because it's arranged in a certain way. The Bible is not chronological. It's not just one book. It's actually 66 books, and they are arranged and grouped together, right? So you have history books, you have prophets, major prophets, minor prophets, you have wisdom books, you have letters, right? So, and the way that it is organized, if I know what my aim is, what area of my life am I seeking help or guidance or clarity or redemption or transformation? What area of my life am I looking to improve? Then that's how I can decide what I'm going to study in my Bible. Maybe there's a problem in a relationship. Maybe there's a problem with business, right? Yes, even if you have, even if you are having struggles in your business and you're not sure what to do, or you're looking for a strategy, what strategy can you use? It is going to direct you. If you know what your end is, what your aim is, right? Then you know where to go in the Bible. So that's why it needs to be strategic. You know, first of all, anytime you open it up and you read it, it's going to give you something, right? But if you are looking to level up, then don't, if you're looking to level up, then the best practice is to have a strategy for how you study the Bible. It's not going to just tell you where to go, right? There's a method that we use to study the Bible. Some of you know about the SOAP method, right? Which can be expanded. You can break that down even more. Some of us have, you know, we all have, there are lots of methods. Let me say that. There are lots of methods, lots of strategies. But the thing is, depending on where you're going, what you're looking for, what you're trying to get out, that's going to dictate where you go in the Word, right? And when you have a strategy, it means that you have a step-by-step methodology of how to extract the wisdom from the Word and apply that wisdom to your life. You don't have to be a minister. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a Bible teacher. I certainly was not when I started. I was just a woman who was on her last leg. It was like I was at the end of my rope, and I was desperate. Like, I was in a desperate place for a change. I needed change, or I was not going to survive. And so that's how I went. I didn't go as a minister, but I was strategic, right? I had a step-by-step. I had a plan. I had a method. You know, my marriage was a mess. And so I read all that I could read in the Bible about, you know, marriage, and every relationship that I read about, every story that I followed, I was sure to pay attention to how they interacted with each other. And I was able to extract, you know, these principles to apply to my life so that I could see the change that I wanted to see, right? So strategy is everything. It's going to keep you from being like so haphazard. Also, another reason we're studying the Bible strategically and consistently, like on a regular and deliberate basis, is because it encourages you. Listen, I don't care what kind of day I had, what has happened. What had happened was whether I pitched someone or had a sales call that didn't go well, or something went on with one of the kids, or my husband and I had a disagreement, or I didn't get all my work done, or I was sick, like whatever. It does not matter what is causing me to not feel my best. When I get in the Word, I am encouraged. So when you study the Bible strategically and consistently, it will encourage you. And on this journey, as a purpose-driven woman, right, ambitious, who is striving to level up in your life and in your faith and in your business, on this journey, you're going to get knocked down. You're going to fall down. There's an enemy who doesn't want you to fulfill your purpose, who doesn't want you to take possession of the promises of God, right? This is a thing that I know. I know that you know this. This is not news to you, right? That the enemy, you know, goes back and forth. He's seeking someone to kill, steal, and destroy. Like, that's what he does. He wants to steal your dreams, kill your dreams, destroy your ambition, destroy your progress. He wants to destroy your commitment. He wants to destroy your, you know what I'm saying? Like, your connection to your purpose. He wants to destroy that. He wants you to give that up. And so, since I know that he's not taking time off, I need to prepare ahead of time, because not preparing for a fight, not preparing for a storm doesn't keep it from coming. And the word of God said that in this life, you will have trouble, but take heart because he's overcome the world. But in order for us to take heart, we have to spend time in the word. We are not going to be able to tap into any encouragement or peace or joy that surpasses all understanding if we are not spending regular time in the word of God and strategically. We're pulling things out. We're connecting with the word. It trains and equips you to be the wife that you've been called to be the mom that you've been called to be the leader in your community, in your home, in your church, right? To do this, like whatever thing you're doing right now, right? Because we already know whatever we do in word or in deed. So whether you're a teacher or an accountant or a counselor, or you're a blogger or influencer, course creator, YouTuber, direct sales, rep, whatever, coach, whatever it is you do, this word is going to equip you to be better at it. Because we know who shows up. We understand that we're the answer to a prayer. I know that you know you are the solution to somebody's prayer, that somebody was somewhere praying, right? They're in a closet somewhere praying and they need relief. And God is doing now what he's always done. He is raising people up to be the solution, to be the deliverer of the blessings and the gift and the freedom. Just like he called Moses, he called you. And when you are encouraged and when you are at your strongest spiritually, emotionally, and mentally, it means that whatever you provide, whatever you bring to the table, whatever solution you have, whatever it is you have to offer, whatever it is you bring to the marketplace, it's better because you're better, because you have continued to grow, right? Because you've improved, because your communication skills are more effective or are seasoned with salt, right? That's why this word is going to change you, and you're the asset. Trained you. It's going to change you. Change. Listen, I am a different person. It's not just that I behave differently. I think differently. My response, my perspective, my lens. I got a brand new pair of lenses when I started getting in the word of God. Change my mind. I know, like, old timey, change how I walk, change how I talk. Right? But it's true. And so if your goal is to increase your impact and increase your income in your lane, right, in your area of genius and your sphere of influence, using the gifting, the skills, the talents, and anointing that God has given you for this very purpose, how can we propose to do that outside of, like, without having a connection to the word? I know people love to say, well, I don't really study my Bible, but I pray. Okay, that's great. But this is like a trifecta, right? It's not just one thing. It's not enough for us to just pray. It's not enough for us to just worship. And I'm talking about for those of us who are on a path to somewhere. I'm trying to take possession of my promised land. You're trying to take possession, not trying. You're striving to take possession of your promised land. You are on this journey to greatness. You know that God has plans for you. You know that the days ahead of you are going to be better than the days behind. Like, we know these things, right? We know these things to be true. And so if I know that I've been called by God and I want to pursue my purpose and I want to serve all the people that he's called for me to serve, how then do I expect to get fully equipped and Bible study not be a part of that training process? There are probably lots of things you need to learn in order to get to the level that you want to get to the next level, right? To continue to level up. There are probably lots of things. You might need to know how to prospect, how to recruit, how to communicate, how to write emails that convert, how to market, how to hire a team, how to train a team, how to create curriculum. There are probably lots of things that you need to know. I think that, I mean, hey, that includes me. How to work this computer, how to get my podcast into the airwaves, how to create graphics for my social media, how to manage my YouTube channel, how to use the tags. There are lots of things that I need, right? And I need to be trained to do. I'm here for it. That's a beautiful thing. But how can I, purpose-driven woman, how can you, purpose-driven woman, even think that we have a complete training program and strategic Bible study not be part of it? All right? We go into battle every day. We know there's trouble coming, and it is not going to do us any good to only prepare when the trouble gets there. Right? If we're going to be in a fight, if you're going to get in a ring, you know that it's coming, right? I know this boxing match is coming up. You're going to be in a marathon. I know this marathon is coming. You don't wait until the day of the marathon. Well, yeah, I know the marathon is coming, but when it comes, I'll start running then. Who does that? Nobody who wants to finish, right? I know that I have a boxing match on my calendar. I'm going to be boxing somebody, or I'm not sure when the boxing match is going to be set, but it's going to be there. It's one of these days I'm going to have to do some boxing. I'm going to wait until I get in the ring to start boxing. Not if I want to win. Right? So that's why it's important to not only do it, but to have it on a regular basis, at least a few times a week. So listen, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter if you plan on being a minister or if you see yourself as in ministry. We're all, listen, if you are a woman of God, you in ministry, okay? I don't care what your job is. I don't care if you're unemployed. I don't care if you're a stay-at-home wife, stay-at-home mother. It don't matter, okay? If you are a woman of God, you're in ministry. And we have to take that seriously. That what we've been given, whatever that skill, whatever that gift, whatever that talent is, that we've been given it by God to serve his people. And in order to serve them well, we need to be well trained and equipped. And we cannot be well trained and equipped and not include strategic study on a regular basis in the Word of God. All right? If you've not done strategic Bible study, here comes the assignment right now. I want you to go to the website, couragemolina.org, and get the free Bible training. You're going to go to the resources tab. It says free resources. You're going to go to the resources tab. And there are free resources there, right? And one of those free resources is the free Bible study training. It's a 3 to 4 part video. I think it's four part video on how to strategically study the Word of God. This is great if you're a beginner. It's great if you've been in the Word. It might just be a refresher. There are things that you might have known or heard and you just kind of got out of the practice of doing. And so this will be a great refresher for you. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to go to the website, couragemolina.org, and I want you to join me in signing the pledge. This pledge is basically you making a declaration and committing to doing whatever work you need to do, whatever growth you need to do, developing whatever habits you need to develop so that you can level up in your faith, in your business, and in your life, because you realize like that's God's promise for you, right? That is God's blessing for you. It's a blessing to be able to get to the next level. It's a blessing to be able to live the life that you want. It's a blessing to be able to serve the people that you want to serve. And so I want you to join me, sign the pledge, Say I'm committed. You'll even be able to get like a little download. You can use it on your social media to let people know, like, listen, I don't know about y'all. Like, listen, this is like a public service announcement. Sign the pledge and then you'll be able to download a graphic public service announcement that basically says, I don't know what y'all doing with y'all life during a pandemic, post-pandemic, but I am committed now, even during this time, I'm committed to leveling up in my faith, in my business, and in my life. So just put them on notice so they know, like, oh, she not with the foolishness. No, I'm not, okay? I'm on a mission. So if you are on a mission to level up, then sign the, take the pledge with me. If you're in the group, first of all, if you're not in the group, get in the group, Dose of Courage, on Facebook, Dose of Courage Community on Facebook, where we take these sessions, these free coaching sessions, and we go to the next level by discussing them. I'm holding each other accountable to, did we do the work that Courage gave us in the podcast? And on Tuesdays, we have the Lunch and Learn. So I want you to go into the community, Dose of Courage Community, and I want to know what you're gonna study or what you're studying now. And so there'll be a post there with this podcast. And I just want you to tell me, I'm studying this, right? Or this is what I'm going to start studying. Because you're right, I need to study. So let me go ahead and get trained for this great work that God has called me to do. Let me know where you're going to study. If it turns out that you're not even sure where to start, like, okay, that's cute that you say to be strategic, but I haven't studied the Bible enough in its entirety to know where things are. Like, I don't know where to go. If that's the case, just DM me. You can post it in the group. You can message me on Instagram. I'm at Courage Molina, Facebook at Courage Molina. You can go to the website and send me an email and just let me know like what area, let me know what your aim is. And then I can give you a starting point for, give you a suggestion on where I think you should start your strategic study. If you have been studying for a while, though, and you feel like you are ready to level up in your Bible study, then I want to invite you to get on a call with me to see if a courageous discipleship is a good fit for you. Courageous discipleship is a 20-week program that guides you through strategic study of the Word of God so that you can have a close relationship with Him and apply it to your life, right? It's the strategic study and application of God's word. And we cover so much information in that 20 weeks. We really go deep and we, listen, I love it. Anybody that's been in it is like, this is like low-key seminary. It's not seminary, but it is strategic study in the word, and it's probably done in a way that you haven't seen it or done it before. So if you think that you're ready for that level, then go ahead, go to the website. I'm sending y'all to the website for everything. Anything you need, go to the website, basically. CourageMolina.org and book a call with me. That is it for this episode, man. I hope y'all were blessed by it. As always, if you were blessed, if you nodded your head, if you were like, okay, she's saying something, if you said amen out loud or in your head, that I want you to screenshot and share this on your social media. Tag me at Courage Molina so I can see it. That's the only way that we can get the message out more and more. I cannot do this alone. Nobody's great alone. And so that's why I love y'all and I appreciate how y'all continue to share. Y'all are the reason people are downloading it. That's how people are finding out about me, because of y'all. And so I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing. I hope that each session that we have here on Dose of Courage gets you one step closer to showing up as your most bold self and taking courageous action. And that sometimes starts with building habits to support a lifestyle where you showing up 100% you and doing the dang thing you were put on this earth to do. All right. I love y'all. Until next time, y'all be strong and very courageous. Love y'all. Later. Bye.